Kwazwai mure Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu chewe chidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami u Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday the 17th of December 2019. Mchagabwa muhle Zimbabwe muhle, I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, and I'm Kamchiram Chirongwa Chibichewa Chidiki, Ushlelo The Connection, with your boy Big Mike, a.k.a. Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we talk about the country's education sector. Imfundo nyaye dzidzo. We look to analyze the conditions that students are working under, the conditions that teachers are working under in the country, and here we're talking about not just December itself, however, everything that has happened throughout the year of 2019. Now, recently, the grade 7 results came out, and if anything came out from these revelations or the results that came out recently, is there was a highlighted difference between the results that came out from urban schools and the results that came out from rural schools. But however, before we delve deeper into the differences in terms of results that came out from urban schools and rural schools, I want us to talk about the national pass rate. The national pass rate for grade 7 in the year of 2019 declined in comparison to the national pass rate of 2018. It declined by 5.18%. Once again, 2018, gwabulabantu abanengi, that passed. 2019 went down by 5.18%. In 2018, and I quote, 326,685 students sat the grade 7 exam. Now in 2019, this immediately went down to 323,217. So 2018, kwakulabantu 326,185 that abathole ithuba lokubhala ama exam awe grade 7. Kulomnyaka it was 323,207. Kusho ukuthi there were 3,478 students less that got to write the grade 7 exams kulumnyaka. Now, let's head over to what I talked on early on, which was the difference between the results of urban and private schools. A tweet recently written by Permanent Secretary of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services, Umnumzana Unick Mangwana, highlighted the differences. Now, in the top 10, kwakugcwele izikolo that are all in the urban, that are all urban schools. What the bottom 10 kwakugcwele izikolo zasemaphandleni, izikolo zokumaruwa, rural schools, of which majority of them were formulated of schools from the Matabeleland region. Lapo ezinye izikolo even scored a pass rate of 0%, which would say not even one person was able to pass in these schools. Now, experts say ukuthi there are several different reasons as to why the national pass rate decreased by 5.18% kulumnyaka. One of them being the deployment of teachers who do not speak indigenous languages within different communities. And another one, of course, being the bad conditions that teachers and students had to go through throughout the year of 2019. Now, for those that don't know, the current state of the economy is something that's affecting izikolo, indlela abantu abasakhulayo bafunda ngayo esikolweni. The current state of the economy is affecting the way that students are learning within the classrooms. This year alone saw so many waves of teachers taking to the streets, protesting the current state of the economy, as they're also saying ukuthi bona njengababalisi ibo sebarayiritsi are also incapacitated. Abanye abotisha ngempela babe khala besithi asila imali yokuthengisa inkwa, angila imali yokuthi ngihambise umntana nami esikolweni. Those were the cries of some of the teachers. Now, these strikes is something that also indirectly affected abantu abasakhulayo who are all attending class and finding ukuthi there were no teachers. The next video we're about to play demonstrates that.
We were not training.
Yeah?
We were not training. Today, they were not just saying what we were doing was making them.
Yes, it's very true that I didn't go to work today. The reason why I didn't go to work is that we are on strike. The life of a Zimbabwean teacher, to tell you the truth, I think if you look at me as I am, it can manifest itself. It doesn't need a scientific explanation. Can you believe that I am a teacher? Just a nobody in Zimbabwe. We have got no food to eat in the morning. We are going to work on an empty stomach. Our kids have no food. We can't afford to buy even a loaf of bread. Even one loaf of bread per week, we cannot afford to do that.
All right, Mbalisi Lo, that was a teacher, Mrairidzi Vamnyaradzi Masiwa. He's one of the Zimbabwean teachers. He was explaining, what do they have to go throughout the year of 2019? Liyamuzwa, uyakhala ngempela uMnyaradzi uthi, hayi, bona njengababalisi, they couldn't even afford ukuthi bazithengele isinkwa bona njengababalisi. Uthi yena, ubona ngani abantu don't put esingathi value on ababalisi ngenxa yokuthi the pay that they're receiving is next to peanuts. So if you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, this Chelumbo Noe Numaila Motabulu Konekutwini, you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. WhatsApp +12024650318. Mnukwansa on Fondra Jokari live parunare kutrak mupindo mu wike mu tauro mounreny pamsoro tonight on Asimichurongwa +12026192077. So if you're looking to call me live on air, you can call me on +12026192077. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequencies. The konanjalo 4930-13860 neku 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. And on the internet, we're streaming live on our three web pages, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashana.com. We're streaming live on www.voandevelet.com. WhatsApp, Facebook, Internet, Tiripo, Live, Tukutepenura, Magatira, Chironga, Chiricha, Chidiki, Ushelo, The Connection with your boy, Mike Ove.
Hey, hola, Deipiko, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana ukuthola uthawula neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, and Gamchraim Chonga Chedu Chevichi Niki at BigMike3 is my username on Twitter and Instagram. Gotom Tarazo Mushe Zimbabwe Mushemsa, Manyaku Instagram, Neku Twitter, Tripano. For the next hour, Sagamokwansa Ukanam Chida, Msakangano ku share Chironga Kutra Tune, no one duelu, Msakangano Kunyama number, Gam Snopinam Chironga, and of course, Upala, Inombolo Zoting, Uza City, Tinte, Siling, and it's a Lanigu Shello, Mokwansa Kunyura, Pama Page, Luma Tatu, Facebook, VOA Shona, VOA. VOA Studio 7. Once again, Zimbabwe Mushe, welcome to The Connection with your boy Michael Hove. Nasim Chironga, we're discussing Nyaya Ye Education, Zizo. We're hearing Uti, hey, Abantabasa Kulaya, Abagu is at grade 7. Warunyorama grade 7, I am Zukuneva, Wakawanda, over 3,000 students. Basnakuanam Kanogunyora, Gorerino. That, of course, showed Kuti. Pass rate ye gorerino yakabva yadzika same time amana ndizvo zvakabva zvaitika singakhangela ngale go eMathebeleland there's some schools over 10 schools lapo okwa recordwa is 0% pass rate. Which means not even one student in over 10 schools got a chance to pass. Ukuthi kuyini okwenzukuthi lokhu kwenzakale? Asazi, asazi. But I'm looking to hear more from my guests abazobe ngena kuhlelo besitshela okunengi sikhangile ukuthi lamhla kuhlelo sabe silomnumzana uSifiso Ndlovu tharisira zvekare kuti va Robson Jere nawo vachange vachipinda muchirongwa. But I hear ukuthi umnumzana Ndlovu is already on the line asizoni ukuthi yena uthini ngodaba lokho negudwini. Mr. Ndlovu, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Ndlovu, today we're discussing about the most recent grade 7 results that saw over 10 schools in Matabeleland coming through with a 0% pass rate. We saw the national pass rate itself went down. What exactly caused such a thing?
Thank you very much. I've left the title, Mr. Ndlovu, for you. I'm now Dr. Ndlovu.
Oh, Dr. Ndlovu. Ukolo, Doc. Ukolo.
Yes. Well, you are talking about the pass rate at grade 7, which by computation has revealed that we lost some 5 percentage points in terms of, in comparative terms to last results, which is true. The pass rate generally throughout the country went down by 5%. And you are asking why this has happened. There are a number of factors that have come in here to intervene in this development. First and foremost, let us observe that the grade 7 that were being marked now were grade 7 that were being marked using the old curriculum, meaning that this current cohort had not been introduced to the current curriculum anyway. So we must keep that in mind, and then we may have to look at what other issues therefore came in. But what we are seeing now is that the morale of the teaching force is very low, and because the morale is very low, we are losing some of our most experienced teachers who are now leaving the profession. And when you lose experienced teachers, you are actually losing people who are well-versed in bringing up children to speed in terms of meeting their examination expectations. So we must take that as one of the aspects of the losses. But at the same time, we must not forget that even the issue of teacher deployment has an effect. What we mean here, you may want to understand that rural schools mostly are disadvantaged in the sense that they are not attractive environmentally, and as a result, many teachers shun those areas. And even those who are posted there quickly put applications to leave, and that is an indication of a high teacher turnover in the schools. Because of that high teacher turnover, therefore the culture in the schools changes year to year, and as a result, you cannot build up a very solid culture of succeeding or success. And that is one aspect that you can also look at. And when I talk about the low morale, we are also seeing teachers who are having to suffer from what I call burnout. Burnout is a result of the heavy loads. Why heavy loads? Heavy loads in rural schools in particular, where there is a shortage of teachers, you find that the replacement does not come in quickly. And in some instances, you will see even a teacher at the infant level teaching children up to 100, which in itself is a rally. And the rally cannot be said to be a class, and no teacher can interact sufficiently with that kind of those numbers of students. This therefore leads to teachers to say, "What else can I do? I'll leave things as they are." That's the nature of the burnout that
you
see in the schools.
I say, "Guzo, togo telan tofu, mkelu bambe, and then I'll come back to you, Angus." All right, so Zimbabwe Muse, you heard there from Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu, yena ngwenhlanganiso eZimbabwe teacher, iZimta. Asizwene ukuthi yenyezo ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndikunzwa ndinemthelelo wokuthanga ukuphinda mchirongo ngathi nze ndinomgamchira mchirongo wachelu chevethi liki ndiyana aripo parinarapo.
ndiwa chaka veyo.
Mkoma chaka veyo, zuru kufambe.
Ziri nani, andinonya tondwao, timsoro wenyo inye waka mira seya.
Tugu bata nyaye dzedzidzo kuZimbabwe uko. Hanzi gore rino vechidiki wakawanda wana omukana wekunyora ma exam e grade 7. Hanzi aiwa kune vazhinji vakafaila zvechokwadi. Tina Dr. Ndlovu varipo apo parunhare ndivo munyarikari wekutanga aripo muchirongwa vari kuti hanzi pane ma reasons akawanda. Imwewo ndeyekuti hanzi varairidzi vari kuchema vachiti handichawana omukana wekuti ndingaitewo kamari sezvo varairidzi havasi kubhadharwa zviri nyore. Saka vazhinji vavo vakuita mabasa akasiyana siyana asi zvakuafekta dzidzo dzevechidiki. Saka ndanoda kunzwawo maonereni.
Ichokwadi ichochocho.
Chinhu
chekutanga chinofanira kuzikanwa nemunhu wese ari muZimbabwe ndechekuti vana vedu vakasadzidza nhasi makore makumi maviri anotevera tinenge taane dambudziko nekuti munhu asina kudzidza anoitiswa zvese zvese. Ende zvinhu zvakanyanya zvinoitika umbavha umondi unowanika pavanhu vanenge vasina chikoro. Uyezve chinhu chandingakurudzire kana pane vanhu vemachechi chero chechi ipi zvayo, kudhara kwaiitwa masunday school masabbath school kunyange mwana asina kudzidza but akaita go through that process anenge ari nani pane mwana asina kuwana sunday school kana sabbath school kana chikoro. Zvinhu zvakakosha izvozvozvo. Nyika yedu iri kurasika pakuti iri kutadza kubatanidza chitendero nechikoro. Zvinhu zvinofambirana pamwe chete but nyika iri kuzvipatsanura zvinhu izvozvo. Then ndoti uya panyaya yemusic handidi dzimu dzacho let me be very specific nditaure chokwadi kwete zvekumbonyarana. Dzimu dzacho yauraya vana ini pandai ndiri kuHarare during school days ukapinda mukombi nevana munhu ari kudraivha anoridza music yeya deliberately and music iri kuridzwa iyi ndeyevanhu vakuru but ichiteverwa nevana veprimary school. Vana ivavo kunyange vachienda kuchikoro tinogona kuzova rescuer sei vana vakadaro. Vana vanofanira kutakurwa netransport kwaitawo zvinoenderana nechikoro kana kutotakurwa nemabhazi ezuko asingaridze music. Hazvibatsire kuti tipe vana vanoita zvemusic neurombe zvinofambidzana. Munhu anoita muimbi chete but vanoteera music yacho vanogona kuparara. Saka chikoro chinofanira kuongororawo zvinhu izvozvo kuti vana vatakurwa sei kuenda kuchikoro uye zvavanonzwa vari kumba kuchechi zvinofanira kukosheswa zvinhu izvozvo.
Aiwa, saka zvino nyaya yacho nemaonerenyu inogadziriswa sei nai mukoma tichipedza nemini pane vamwavo vateereri vakamira parunare vada kupinda muchirongwa.
Orait, nyaya yedu inogadziriswa kuti ngatitangei kumachurch even matraditional leaders edu machiefs nanachive sava vari kutaurwa apa havasi kubatsira mukuumba nyika muculture yedu kana munhu wedu tisina kuisa chitendero chechristianity sofa tichitaura chivanhu chedu vari kutadza. Vana vanofanira kuchengetedzwa sevana. Mwana anofanira kuziva kuti vabereki vari kudii navo vanhu vari kwavo kwete kuti tifanani. Hatifiwe takafanana ende anobva aparara mwana iyeye akajamba chimwe chinhanho achienda chepamusoro.
Aiwa, takunzwai zvakanaka muteereri. Mukona tinotenda zvikuru, tinobonga nekupinda muchirongwa.
Maita basa nekuriponera, ndatenda ndafara zvikuru.
Aiwa, mudzoke next week, chirongwa ndechenyu handisi.
Tinotenda.
Alright, so let me go back to Dokotela Ndlovu sizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngombono kanomlaleli okhona ecingweni. Dr. Ndlovu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line, thank you.
Right, siqhubekele phambili. One thing that abanye abalaleli ngoba sike sapost umbuzo ku emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook and abanye abalaleli seem to be talking about udaba lokuthi when we look at areas such as Matabeleland akula development ending, there's not much development going on. Is this something that's affecting indlela abantu abasakhulayo are learning?
Yes, it is true that maybe there is generally some slow development in some of the areas, in the rural areas, but it's not all the areas that are affected that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not make a very justifiable conclusion to suggest that it is only in Matabeleland that there is low development.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find similar low development in Zarawani and some of the far-lying areas. Go down to Chipinge, you also find some of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
In Skwalapala down there. Those are far outlying areas which are generally lacking in development, and the society is not concentrating more on those far-flung areas and disadvantaged communities. But then coming to your question, is it true? Yes, it is true. There is a correlation, particularly in Matabeleland South, where we have some of the schools that are very poorly developed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the culture of educating children is also diminished by the poverty that is surrounding them, and eventually forcing some of the parents to allow children to prematurely leave school and therefore not putting importance on the education of their children.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, we are encouraging children to not to see the value of education as an investment for the future. If that is the case, then yes, I would agree that that does affect. Because you find that migration to neighboring countries is very rife in those far-flung areas like Chwalapala and many other areas in much south, where children quickly cross the border to South Africa or even to Mozambique to look for many jobs. And that way, they think they can take care of their parents and take care of themselves by doing those many jobs. But in the process, also affects the other children in terms of valuing education.
Mm-hmm. Doc, what's in Lubambe? Umlomo, one more time, Tatumunyum Laleling Abonga, Mugdenok Selangit.
Yeah.
All right, Zimbabwe Mute, kids stay in school. Lamusu Togotela, we are the Kutaz, Utabatabasakula, stay in school. As the Nutumunyum Laleling Ungena Uselo, Ano T, Nemondro, Doc in Lovu. A Kola Kola Tere, Dinom Gamchiram Chronga, Yawam Geloxelo, Banokon, Ungena Gu Etumen.
Magadi enyu.
Tinani, Magadi enyu.
Ndiripo aiwa ndiro ufona kuti kuno Zimbabwe ya situation ya mataura iyi handainzwa zvishuwa.
Ibvai matotudza maundirei.
Ya, ndiri kuona hangu kunyanyoitika, ndiri kuona sekuti maomero akaita zvinhu munyaya dzemavhuzo upfumi izvi. Ndo zvandiri kuona zviri zvimwe zviri kunyanya kukonzesa matambudziko muzvikoro kunyanya kuvana vanoita zvemabhodhin'i aya. Yeah, saka ndoona sekuti ndopanobva matambudziko zviri vana vazhinji unoona vaakuita musikanzwa muzvikoro, vaakutsvaga kana varume chaivo nenyaya yekuti vanenge vachida kuzama kusaplimenta mari dzavo. Saka ndoona riri ndo rimwe dambudziko rekuoma, uye zvimukatarisa makwiriro aita zvinhu especially maschool fees evana vacho. Ndo rimwe dambudziko futi riri kukonzeresa kuti zvinhu zvimwe zvinyanyonesa mukudaro.
Saka zvino mukoma kalima ibvai matiudzawo kuti nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei, nekuti inyaya inenge yatonetsa zvikuru saka kunyika.
Ya, dambudziko randinoona ndere kuti hongoka tinogona kutaura masolutions, but tichida kunyatsotsvaga dambudziko chairo kuti chikunyanya kukonzeresa sosiri kukonzeresa zvinhu izvi, ndoona sekuti kuoma kana kuti kushamira zvakanaka kuzaita ikonomi yedu, ndoona sekuti ndochinhu chinoda kutanga kugadziriswa. Tinogona hedu kugadzisa mamwe maproblems madiki madiki aya, but real sosi yacho dambudziko iri yekuti kuoma kwezvirimo zvakana munhu aomerwa anoita zvese zvese, kana mwana wechikoro chaiyi anopedzisira akupinda kana mumabhawa chaimo nenyatsotsvaga mari. Gozani rasaplimenta kuchikoro kunodiwa zvinodiwa zvidiwo nemari dzekudyiwa chikoro, ndo rimwe dambudziko randiri kuona ini.
Saka zvino kana ririro dambudziko rachona, hapana here mukana wekuti vechidiki vangogarawo vari kuchikoro vongopedzawo chikoro, then vochiitawo zvavanofanirwa kuita kutsvagawo mari, nekuti pamaholiday ndipo paunokwanisa kubudawo kavomboitawo kabasa kabasa.
Ya, izvozvo zvinogona hazvo kuita sekudaro, but pane pamwe pouti mwana anogona kunge ari pachikoroka but asina mukana wekuti azowana mamwe mapisi jobs ake ekuita during the holidays. Saka izvozvo zvinomukonzeresa kuti wose anongoziva zvoita vanhu vane mari dzavo vanongoendera nechikoro ivai vachitoziva kuti hano mabhidhara tinoziva nemari dzavo vaivai vanoshandisawo advantage iyo yekuoma kunenge kwakaita upenyu, then vanenge vaakuchengetedza vana vaivai vachivatsvetera vachivapa mari. Saka izvozvo zvinokonzeresawo kuti vana vange vaakuita musikanzwa mukati mechikoro imomo.
Aiwa, takunzwa tipeiwo mazwi enyu okupedzisira mukoma kalimu.
Ya ndinongoda hangu kukurudzira kuti dai vanoona nezvugadziriswa kwezvehupfumika vanga vakwanisa kubata noti matambudziko hachazi kubata muzvikoro chete anoafekta zvinhu zvakawanda. Even mukatarisa education system yevana vacho even kupasa nepasi rate yavo yavainoita iyayo zviri kutovaafekta zvekare. Inyaya yekuti even ticha wacho chaichai anoda kuti mari kubva kumastudents dzekutanzi maextra services dzadziya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvandikuona kuti zviri kungokonzeresa kubva kumaticha kusvika kuvana vechikoro zvese.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Mudzokewo next week andisi.
Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa nemiwo. Right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was umnumzana uKhalima, one of our callers ongenayo kuhlelo uthi hayi yena ubona ngani isimo somnotho is one of the things that seems to be affecting abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi when we're talking about imfundo. Let's see what's happening ku WhatsApp here too. Ngibona abantu ngempela kulabantu abaningi abafisa ukungena kuhlelo. Tisha kufonela imsearch ke nyupala mkoma makado Ndlovu vavaisa number. Tisha kufonela mkoma makado, tinotenda zvikuru. Pana Joshua nayo adoda kupinda muchirongo ari ku South Africa. Tisha kufonela. Pana Joachim nayo aisa number ari ku Botswana. Dumelang Joshua, Dumelang. Then pana umwe ari kuti hi Mike, ndokumbira kuti ndifonere aiwa msearch ke. Tinotenda zvikuru sa munhu wese adoda kupinda muchirongo. Tisha kufonela nhasi chirongwa ndee chenyu. Asipone nukuta abantu batini emakasini yetu pama Facebook page edu matatu. Pa VOA show na zvechokwadi pano vanhu vakawanda vari kunyora makomments avo. Pana Vitalis arikuti I'm watching you from Brussels. As Brussels kurisei kwa ku Brussels mukoma Vitalis tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Alec arikutionawo ari ku Cape Town. Aiwa tizvatinenge tiri kwese tiri kwese. Hanzi na Herbert maticha mazhinji hanzi mashoma vari kurasana pamitauro. That seems to be a very important thing. Ati zinu kuchu uDoc Ndlovu yena utini. Doc, ukonekte mwen? Nyezo uti ulo mlalili. Uti mtatu mlalili and then I'll come back to Doc. Ndugu ndo andine mtereri. Kola mtereri. Onge na yoku shelo mbani?
Ndiweni ba.
Baba ndiweni unjani?
Niyapila linjani lina ba.
Aise apila. Uskumu ngapi baba ndiweni?
Sema ngunu wa senkai la.
Ah, perfect. Enkai. Matebele lent. Siyezukuthi kulabantu abasakhulayo abaningi yayi i-grade 7 ibashayile ngempela kwaba isikole eziyi 10 zaphuma nge 0% pass rate ku grade 7
ukuthi ninanzelele indaba yababalisi kakhulu ukuthi bese bengani bayaphambaniseke ukukhumbuleni kahle ngenxa yesigaba senzuzo okufanele ukuthi ngawuhulumende banika yona. Kube khona ukungazwisiseki kahle ngenxa ukuthi lokufundisa ukufundisa bese bekwenza bese kunganika kusacaci kahle. Ngingachaza ngithi mina even lalapha bese kulanda kuyavalwa kwezikolo ngingakutshela enye into engazange ngizwise ukuthi kathi abantwana babhale njani ama-exams ngenxa yokuthi in terms of futhi kumemele babhale 2-2 but bagcine bebhala ama-1-1. Ama-teachers they were there at school but bese kungelanto abayenzayo just kuphela ukucover up ukuthi kuthiwe basemsebenzini ukwenzela ukuthi bathole that little yona le income abayivumele ngohulumende athi ubanika yona kodwa engakwani lutho.
Uyamuzwa uDoc Ndlovu uyasho ukuthi ngempela imoral yababalisi hayi ilow. Ubona ngani kuyini okumele kwenzekale ukuze bathuthukise ababalisi in turn bethuthukisa njalo abafundi?
Ya okuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi uhulumende wethu njengomqhashi wababalisi ngiyokufanele ukuthi abe responsible kulokho. Abone ukuthi njengomqhashi kufana njengobaba mayese ekhaya ekhangela izingane kufanele ubone ukuthi ingane zakho zingabe zijabulile yini njengobaba wena ukhangela izingane ukuba ziyathola yini okufanele zikuthole. Uhulumende yikho okufanele ukuthi ngawe uyakwenza njengalokhu enguye ongubaba walezi ngane ezingababalisi ngoba ababalisi banamhlanje bakhangele ukuthi labo manje bakwanisa ukuthi mabafundise abantu babo bakwanisa ukuthi mababenze noma izimo ofanele bazi noma manje kakhulu bakhave infect noma ama-problems abo ngendlela yezuzo lofanele bazi kodwa manje namhlanje izuzo yangikhona isile figa yalayo enkulu kodwa engayenzi lutho but still elokhu ishota mase sifaka equivalent noma imali yangaphandle njenge US dollar imali yokuthi imali abayithola imali engani ayilancedo ayincedi lutho. So it gives them a low morality ukuthi baye esikolo baba down instead of ukuthi babe le high moral.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba ndiweni, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo hothi ngithatha umunye umlaleli angathi.
Ngibonga kakhulu baba, nami ngiyabonga.
Right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that's another one of our callers. Undiweni, he was on the line there. We are at, hi. Urumende se hanzi urumende you should treat it like nge i family setting. Yekuti hanzi kana pari pane mudhara baba wemba hanzi nayo antangasvika otarisa kuti munhu wese ari bo here. Hanzi urumende should treat varairidzi in the same way to make sure kuti aiwa varairidzi nawo spirit yavo is uplifted, vanokwanisa kudzidzisa vechidiki in the perfect setting. Ngatinzwe kuti Dr. Ndlovu vanoti ina maondero emuteereri. Mr. Ndlovu, Dr. Ndlovu, connect to me. Right. So I wanted to talk about the language barrier that you touched on earlier on. I've spoken to so many people, especially from areas such as Matabeleland and other areas, of course, in the nation, where they talk about how some teachers are deployed into the area. Godwa, they can't speak the local language. Njalo, vice versa, where some people from Matabeleland will go to Mashonaland, but they can't speak the language. How do you break an issue like that? Because actually, before we even get to how to break the issue, what is causing these deployments? Why would you take umuntu ongakwazi ukukhulumisa isiNdebele and put them in an area where people primarily speak that language?
Yes, the problem does not only begin with the recruitment. It does not begin with the deployment. It also begins with the recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
We must, as a nation, have a clear indication of how many numbers of teachers do we need in a particular region. And where do we get the teachers? We must get the teachers from the areas where the language is spoken,
mm-hmm.
so that we can have sufficient teachers, particularly in the lower grades, from ECDA up to about three. The local language is very critical in concept development. And that is the stage where we have a formative development of the brain and the language and the concepts. Everything must be done with the aid of the local language.
Mm-hmm.
That's how children will develop meaningfully. That is an emphasis that the society, the Zimbabwean population must demand to be executed by the relevant ministries, that they should recruit people from areas that the language is mostly spoken. We definitely will have the correct numbers. The second address that we can do is to ensure that we take every language as important, and we can now teach that language even in colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Every teacher must, as a matter of training, be able to speak and be proficient in two or so languages, local languages, so that they don't become misfits when they are in any particular environment. We have teachers sometimes whom we must now train and retrain and put again into focus in terms of correct fit into the community, where the teacher must have the appropriate attitude, skills, or intelligence which will make them relevant to that community.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot have teachers who can teach in an area, for instance, 20 years, and the person cannot still speak the local language. That is an attitudinal problem which must be addressed by the value system in our schools, by the value system in our education system.
Mm-hmm.
So we must address that issue as well from that angle. But then there is one of the listeners who spoke on the issue of societal ills.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the cause of the children's delinquency is a result of an economic meltdown. True, that could be the case. But the other issue is that there is generally a moral decadence which must be addressed by proper education grounded on ubuntu wethu. And that kind of education must bring about the value and the morals that are revered by Zimbabweans. We may even have a good economy, but if you have got a value system that is dead, we'll have people who can even mismanage that economy. That is one area which we can address.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me something. What exactly is happening in urban schools that's not necessarily happening in rural schools? I was taking a look at the top 10 schools, Bukwele Iskolo, that are in urban areas, go to a bottom 10, Bukwele Iskolo, Zasemapanjeni. What exactly is causing this difference between the two?
The rural and the urban divide has a long history. First and foremost, the issues of facilities and exposure. to the learners is different. The issue of the numbers of teachers and the support generally given by the parents in an urban setup is different from the support that is there. So you realize that the schools get support depending on the economic endowments of the community. Where a community is well resourced, it goes an extra mile in supporting education of the children.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if the community decides that we are all going to have our children doing computer science, even from ECD, you may find that ECD children have got tablets and they are able to manipulate those things right from the start from school level at the entry level and right up to grade 7 if they need to. So those are economic endowments. So the difference is as a result sometimes of the community economic advantages that they get. And at the same time, the parent that we have. But then, the issues again, as I said, the teacher mobility.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers tend to stay longer in one school in urban areas than in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
With very little turnover. That is very important. Remember, even if you had a computer in class in front of a child, it will not teach the child.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the teacher, is worth more than 20 textbooks, and that's the teacher who must add value to any resource that is at the school. And that is why the continuity of teachers in a particular school is very important, that they remain as much, as long as possible in the community. They'll get to understand their children better.
Mm-hmm. Let me hold you one more time, Ntatu Mlaleli, and then I'll come back to you. I need to talk. All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu oweZimta. Asizwene ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ndirikunzwa ukuthi ndinemthereri ari kupinda pachirongwa khona mthereri ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa ndiani aripo parinari.
Hello.
Eh, zviri kufamba here baba?
Ah, ngiyaphila, ndinjani baba?
Hayi, siyaphila, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ngikhuluma noMdolomba.
Baba Mdolomba, injani impilo?
Hayi, mishana siyancenga baba, kudubo kuphela.
Mm, usiqhoma ungathi?
Yena kuma sebhinga.
Mm. Siyeza ukuthi abanye ababalisi labo bayakhala besithi udubo abasakwanisi lokufundisa abafundi. Sibone ama results awe grade 7 asandukuphuma. Kunezikolo at least 10 eMathebeleland lapho abantu lapho okungaphumanga vele even 1% esingathi umfundi waphumelela. Awusitshela umbono wakho ukuthi kahle kwenzakalani eMathebeleland lapho ukukhanya ngani kule 0% pass rate.
Uhlupho olukhona ukuthi ezikolo eziningi ababalisi abayenelanga, uyafika ukuthi isikolo kulaba balisi mebhaba ngu-4 kuphela. Grade 1 to 7. So abantwana baba bengasafundi amanye amagrade laphana. Mkho kuba lihlupho. Then olunye uhlupho futhi olukhona, ungabuya ngapha kithi ebhinga la ugcwele amatisha angasaziyo isidonga. Wavele ufunda isidonga. So amatisha la akasazi isidonga. So uzafika ukuthi ngiyabe fundisa grade 1 wona uyabe fundisa ngesindebele, mufundisa ngesishona, mufundisa ngesivenda. Kodwa into esimangalisayo ukuthi bagcwele abantu abakhuluma isidongo, kumele ukuthi ngabe baqhathwa ebhinga bafundise abantu bebhinga. Kodwa kuyabe kubuya abantu abangasaziyo isidongo. Yikho kuba luhlupho eMathebeleland. Ungaze uye enkayi khona ngale zafika kula bantu abakhuluma isidongo khona ngale bengasazi isindebele, kumbe bakhuluma isishona bengasazi isindebele.
So
at the end vele umntwana lana kasafundi kuhle ngoba uzabe ngu-grade 1 ulimalazwe isindebele usodwa kumbe isitonga so ipisha wakhe ilanguage yakhe kayazi.
Ubona ngani i-solution ngaba yokuthi abazali bona baqala ukufundisa abantwana babo indimi more than one language endlini, ukuthi ungafika endlini maybe ukhulume nomntana wakho umfundisi shona njalo isindebele or umfundisi khiwa njalo isindebele or indimi ezijene. Ubona ngani that could be a solution?
Akusheze kwenze ngoba nxa uvele kunje ngisazi isindebele ngeke ngihlala phansi ngikhulu umfundisi umntwana ulimi olungekhoyo ngkhaya. I-solution vele ukuthi nxa umuntu elindebele kayifundisa isindebele ebhinga kufundisa abantu besitongeni, ebhedridge kufundisa abantu besivendeni, yiyo iplan ezanceda ukwenza ukuthi uhlupho lolo lelangosi lungcedakala.
Hayi, siyakuzwa baba Mdolomba Gqiba, asicela asizweni amazwi akho okugcina.
Okunye njalo okuhluphayo vele usigaba lesi esemandebeleni siphansi kakhulu, yasicutha abantu baphila ngokulima. Ukulima khonokho yikho lapho bathola khona imali yokuthi babhadalele abantwana. So nxa izulu lingahlanga nangokunje abantwana kabahambe ezikolo ngoba kuyabe kuyindlala, basele yona ibhuku lokuyathenga ngoba imali yokuthenga ibhuku ngoba vele imali yabo ingekho, abavunanga kuthi emasimini. Yikho kwenza ukuthi nangayise siyabhala uChristeven aye angafundanga amalanga ayeneleyo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa
lihlupho silo kakhulu. Ngawo uhulumende uyangenela ancedise bona laba abantu abanjalo ezikole zemakhaya ngale kokuza bangcono. Amatisha akukhatha amatisha kwani izikolo zonke.
Hayi, siyakuzwa baba Mdolomba.
Emathebuleni yizo ezilaba ezisilelayo kakhulu ematitsheni.
Ngibonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi wako.
Siyabonga baba.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle mavakunzi wako nava Mdolomba chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe, ivo vari kugara kuBhinga uko vari kutsanangura hanzi zviri kusangana nevechidiki kuBhinga hanzi inyaya iyo yokuti kuBhinga vanotaura rurimi rwetonga, they speak Tonga kuBhinga uko. Saka hanzi vazhinji varayiridzi havakwanisi kutaura rurimi rwetonga, vari kudiploma vari kusvika ikoko asi havasi kukwanisa kutaura local language iriko ikoko. Saka hanzi vanobva vasangana nematambudziko ekuti kunenge kune mwana abva anenge ava kupindawo kuchikoro asi pane communication barrier between the two. Tipei maonero enyu, ngatinzwei maonero enyu, pindai muchirongwa kana muchida mokwanisa kuti text up us 1202 465 0318 kana unofondera live parunare pa +1202 619 2077. Asi ndiri kunzwa kuti ndine umwe mutereri asizoni kuti iyena utini ngotavele kone kutwini. Ngatinzwe kuti mutereri anoti kola kola mutereri, welcome to the program. Ndiana ripo parunare.
Hello, Mike, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, wena unjani futhi?
Hayi, ngiyonjani.
Ngibani ukhonekta ungwena?
Ulapho uMasuku lapho seNdabazi.
Hawu baba Masuku, unjani?
Hayi, mina ngiyaphila, kunjani ngakuwe?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile, asizweni phela umbono wakho baba Masuku.
Uyazi, ngithanda ukuthi into enezinto ezike zaphuma nasesikelele abantu ezilalele. Ngiyithanda nje ukuthi sikhulume nani iqiniso lapho abantu emathebeleni. Into le it's not all about konke okukhulunywa ngakho konoko. Into le it's a politically motivated thing.
Kanjani?
According to my understanding.
Kanjani baba Masuku?
Into zonke ezimbi ziba khona le mathebeleni. Right, I would like to come back to the issue of Kukura Hundi to attend the Matheveleland. The second is to have no send to the Matheveleland. But there is confusion in Matheveleland. You cannot have his courage in 10. The Serum Tano yet or Pasa. What are we trying to say? We are born into a corner, I would think, our corner, our tuna made our corner. They are killing Matheveleland. They are not resources, they are far Matheveleland. Ngoba in actual fact akula sikolo ezingaswele umntwana we-1 ukuthi apasa. There are no resources, akuna mali efaka emathebhelelendi. Into zonke zi-centered khona ngapha emahlanane. 2, ukukhuluma nge-language barrier which becomes another thing. Ukufaka abantu besishoneni ukuthi bayefundisa emathebhelelendi it's another way of killing the Ndebele people. Ngoba khayeni ubone kathesi these people are brewing abantu abangakwazi ukubala lokufunda. Now the generation is dead. So akuna muntu ohakwanisa ukuthi ayefundisa emathebeleleni engakwazi ukuthi umntwana afunde ukuthi baba mama siyabefundisana. In actual fact akunzeli ukuthi out of 10 ezikolo akuna mntwana e-intelligent ukuthi ahakwanisa ukuphumale 1,000. It's impossible. It's very impossible. Onke lokho esingakudinga lokhu izitithu are to create anarchy endaweni ezinjengamathebhelelendi, kungabi lo muntu ofundileyo kube lengxabangxoza njengakhonokhu kubona kusenzakala. Khanye libone ssiyatsisayiprokonhayi akwanisi unesi ukuthi ayekhona ngalo mfuza asuke emashonaleni ayelapha le etoloto isalukazi zizasuka laphaya esibhedlela silesemitheni ngokuthi khona sibulawa likolo. Le into yakhona ethiwa likolo kayani ubona ngalo kunika amaphilisi ayani emuntu yena lo. It's killing the society. among a lot of believe Gaulle to defend this kind of territory, they cannot even put up such kind of thing. And that thing is started from the same people as the Matapele. They are fighting themselves, Bona and Guam. Oh, what is talking about Guam? As you are, Mike, they're going to do the people should come to speak in an accounting. Because telling you, Umumia and the court is going to listen to us.
Awungitshelenge baba Masango udaba lolu kumele lulungisiswe njani ke
udaba lolu kulungiswa wabona ngoba masebenza because we have documents and these things of
relationship
which is just that I don't ukukhuluma ukuthi into enjani yenza yena we have the people from Masebenza saying you are the minister. We have got a lot of representatives in Parliament. They never even raised Parliament. There is an anomaly. So the point of whatever they call it, Parliament. Look at the scenario. Out of such schools, they want to attend. Also, there is a
ifoni yakho ayisazwakali baba Masuku. Inetwork awusazwakali baba. Hayi. Hayi, uthi ngicela uproducer wami ukuthi akufonele back and then sizama ukuza ukuthi ubuthi nangathi. Ngiyabonga Mr. Masuku, iwo baba Masuku wari ukuthi hayi wa. Why is it that zvinhu zvinogara zvichingoitika kumatepelelendi uko vabata nyaya dzakasiyana siyana vabata nyaya yerurimi nyaya yelanguage inenge iri ngoendera mberi ngationei kuti vanhu vari kuti pamapeji edu pafacebook apa hanzi natop fan wedu Trust Chipanga how do kids concentrate on an empty stomach ha nzara yanyanya munyika pamabasa chaipo production yato affected hunger and anger goes hand in hand hanzi nati here chidziwo ndifonero nakupawo pfungwa dzake panyaya yatinayo pane vanhu vakawanda zvechokwadi hanzi nadarikai kupretoria kwakanaka chaizvo aiwa tinotenda zvikuru hanzi naboas jaya guru havachakwanisi kukontrola vachiita nevana talent michemwa naye vari kuti hanzi maikoro uri seiko mukoma aiwa ndiri bo mukoma ngatinzwei kuti Dok Ndlovu vanoti Dok Ndlovu usakone kucengwena. Right, a lot seems to have transpired. A lot of points seem to have come about. The main one being the issue of development, the main one being the issue of language. Now, those two seem to go hand in hand, and it seems some would argue it's coincidental, some would argue it happens everywhere. But how is it that all these issues keep happening to abantu abasakhulayo abasemathaveleni?
I'm not sure whether we are going to be focusing only in Matabeleland.
No, we're looking at the whole nation at hand.
In Chipinge, Shangani, and Dao, they are in Manicaland.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to reduce this into a regional perspective because it may send a message of thinking that the country is generally marginalized only in Matabeleland,
mm-hmm.
and you could be fueling a perception which is not probably justifiably so.
Mm-hmm.
However, what we observe is that the analysis that you are referring to
mm-hmm.
has picked up Matabeleland as one of the most affected mm-hmm. areas, mm-hmm. but we do have 0% pass rate in other areas outside Matabeleland as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
There could be high numbers in Matabeleland, but we do have other areas too that have got 0% pass rate
mm-hmm.
Outside Matabeleland. However, again, the speakers and listeners that have come through are indicating the issue of language, which we have reflected on earlier on,
mm-hmm.
and it is true, the issue of language must really be promoted. There is an attempt by government to train educators
particularly examiners of various languages, the so-called minority languages. Mm-hmm. There is no language that is a minority anyway. Mm-hmm. We have languages that are spoken by fewer people more than being a minority language. So all languages are important. And there is a training that is going on. And as we speak now, there are some educators that have been going through higher and tertiary education in developing those languages. And that is a positive development. So what we now need to do is to understand that any nation can be united by language and understanding what the other people are doing through their language. That is what we should be encouraging now, and encouraging our people to know that if I speak to you, you must be able to say, That is how a nation can become effectively united through language. And I would suggest that the teaching of these languages must continue in our schools, and even the educators themselves must continue to be taught those languages. That's the one way of building up for the future. Mm-hmm. But the correction now is to try and address in the shortest possible time by engaging teachers or engaging prospective teachers from those areas that are currently disadvantaged in order to bridge the gap.
Now, Doc, there's something that as I was doing my research on the topic itself, I was reading on some things and reading articles and interviews that have been conducted by different outlets. Now, the chairman of Zimsec, or Professor Eddie Mwenje, he's been quoted saying, this should be cautioned, the country against ringing alarm bells yet. These results should not be something that scares Abantu. And he continues to say the issue is that we had a spike in 2018, but this year's national pass rate of 46.9% is within ranges we're getting in the previous 5 years. He continues to say we're still happy and hope we maintain the 2018 national pass rate. All participants should thrive to enhance quality of our education sector for the betterment of the country. Is this range something that should be that people should be worried about, or should we go according to Professor Mwenje's words and say, it's just a once-off thing, it's something that we shouldn't be scared about?
Professor Mwenje is correct in that analysis. He is also taking it up from the perspective that in any normal distribution, you will find that the case is almost in that range. And I think there is nothing wrong with that analysis. But at the same time, there is also something wrong with us, because we have become an examination-oriented nation where we are no longer emphasizing on the competencies and the skills. Hence, the emphasis that we are now putting on is, what should the child come out from school with? Does he come out with flying colors academically? We show that they are a high intellect, and which intellect they may not apply in real life to solve challenges that the society is facing. Or the child should come up with practical skills that will make them very relevant and also improve their own standard of life or quality of life. That is what we are moving away from, the examination oriented testing and eventually grading of our people according to what they have passed in a single hour or 2 hours of examination.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be looking at the skills rather than the
examination
results.
Mm-hmm. What's your name? I'm going to talk and then I'll come back to you. All right, Zimbabwe Museha, a pastor at 10 minutes, Pachurongwa Chenichevechi Diki, Usheno Thi Connection, Panewa Tere, Rakaonda Arukupinda, Achinyura wa Maundro Aho, Tinotenda Zukuru, Regait, Tere Omuom Tere, Arukupinda Pachurongwa, Tinzo, Kutivano Ti, Nenye, Tinayo Mgango. Kola kola Mtere, Dino Mkamchira Mchurongwa, Ndiana Ripopar Narab.
Hello.
Yes, Mtate, how are you?
Very
good. Yeah, you are an act. Kor, wakaka stana tate.
Kuma no Tuve.
Tuve, ukain tate.
Ya ngikhona apa ebusana lapha.
Awusitshela umbono wakho nje.
Yebo baba.
Ngithi awusitshela umbono wakho.
Iproblem yethu lapha. I'll say the problem in Africa. African, they are tribalism, the problem in Africa. But I'm going to say, I'm and uyakhangela ungabona emathebeleni singu second grade wobu ungakhangela even ama minister bengakhetha sebekhohlwa sebecala ukuthi abantu beHarare uyabona xaba asikhulunyelwa noma lenamkhetha kuyabona ophile mgalo umuntu obona ufimva khona ngale kaqala ukuthi ufimva ngakibo kona apha ekhaya kona ukuthi wakhethelwane hhayi sasakwazi uyabona. He problems now in Matavendi. And that thing is the whole Africa. Well, he problems now solve the problem. He would be Kulem Sobonyana. He's got to solve everything in Africa. Well, but the whole Africa has got a sickness. It's a very terrible disease. He would be sitting in a small child. He would have that thing. He would have in Africa, yonke, not in Zimbabwe. Manje eZimbabwe kwabe wethu ngoba ama minister ama MP ethu kuyafana ungamkhetha ngaba councilor kona sekukhangele eHarare kuphela yiwa bathi wena umuntu wena engazafuna ukukhulisa indlebele sefuna ukukhulisa ishoni uyabona usekhohlwe ukuthi hayi mkhetha wabantu labo ukuthi yizobamela ngikhulume something kule space asezobona noma isimauso whatever esimoli ishopu yakho emathebeleni uba indlela isezemathebeleni hayi labantunyana lobe bengava kuthi andaba uyabona uyabona i-problem is that, but mind that even those people from Mashora, they come to Mashora, the Matavele, they are there as well. But they forget that. But that disease is all over Africa. And we are not going to finish it except if we can stop this nonsense. They would say, hey, that's the only thing we can play around with. Let's stop this thing.
All teachers in Zimbabwe should be tested on language proficiency, and during their training in local languages, a course for teachers should be introduced. Pana Tumisani Mkwananzi, uti, which local language have you seen Shona learning other languages? Tumisani, we can't continue to rely on this English language. All teaching should be done in local languages. The idea of saying Shona can't learn Ndebele is not one of this generation. It's an old view that I will not sanitize it by engaging it. Hi, Leamuzwa, abalaleli ngempela bayabhala imibono yabo, varikunyora maondo abo, hayi watinotenda zvikuru. Dr. Ndlovu, sekusele vele about, I think that's 2 minutes, bengicela ukuthi ugqibe uhlelo baba.
Yes, thank you very much. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi ke nxa sesikhangela ngezemfundo kasithuthukiseni imisebenzi yezandla, asithuthukiseni imisebenzi ezakwenza ukuthi abafundi bethu babe luncedo, abafundi abazaba luncedo ezindlini, babe luncedo laselizweni nakumnotho wonke nje jikelele, babe ngabafundi abazakwazi ukwenza izinto ngezandla zabo besebenzisa le ngqondo. Lokho kuyinto eqakathekileyo, phecelezi phela sitho ukuthi inculcate skills and competencies that will transform the lives of these youngsters. But at the same time, it is also important to pay attention to the disadvantaged communities so that the disadvantaged communities can be given priority where it is necessary, particularly in the recruitment and deployment of educators, so that their languages can too be given prominence in terms of teaching and developing the learners so that they are not disadvantaged twice. Firstly, by having very few teachers, and secondly, by having teachers who are not competent to deliver at the right time. These are some of the most important things that we should pay attention to as we go forward. And I would emphasize, let's avoid being examination-oriented.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dr. Ndlovu, thank you so much. Ngongena kuhlelo isikhathi sesikhulu mangoyi, but thank you so much. Thank you. Zimbabwe Muhle, thank you so much. Kune mthereri wese apinda mchirongwa mese munhu wese anyora ma comments pa mapage edu matatu. Thank you so much. I really really appreciate it. Ngatisangane panapa same time, same place next week. Mucharisa page redu re Facebook apo tichange tichikudza zvidobidobi zvatinoda kukupai. Anokonekai nemufaro, ndini Mike Hove, Zimbabwe Muhle. Bye-bye!